for some of you that have already been in conference calls, you'll see that we had the roadmap assigned for 2016. Some of those things we still want to do because I believe that the industry is changing very fast. The industry and the way publicity, the way magazines, especially the digital ones like ourselves, are behaving, are changing very fast. The publishing industry is changing. And we are going to a phase where you can see by the ample adoption of new elements. And for instance, in Huffington Post, you have now the podcast more constantly. We have videos, and with the new advent of 3D reality, I see more and more the element of video, the element of sounds being incorporated on, you know, the daily channels of news, the daily channels of information. So, and as a sign of time, we are trying to build the structure in the platform and update this platform, upgrade this platform to be more interactive with our public. In doing so, we believe that we can create a more relevant environment for your message in a way to distribute it. So our first thing is, one of the things, one of the elements that I observed, I'm a very observant person, is that inside of the conscious, spiritual, holistic, metaphysical community, you have certain genres. If you have a variety of other magazines that do pretty much, you know, the same we do. Of course, they publish in different rates that we do. Of course, it's also a self-inflicted wound, as you may know, publishing every week. But there's some elements that are missing on the other magazines, and I believe that this is something that we can help create an environment. So it will be actually a trailblazing process. And that's the reason we decided to create the Beyond Times Radio Digest, which it is, which it is inside of Beyond Times still. It is an Beyond Times magazine. There's nothing. Okay, for sure. I don't know why I'm going to mute by default. I just hear Veronica. So what I'm going to do, we thought about it, is to create the Beyond Times Radio Digest to serve the community of the hosts, and I want that also to serve the community of our Spotlight writers. Okay. Okay, Jill. I will unmute everybody as soon as Christopher gets out of that thing. I don't know how to unmute myself. Unmute you guys. What I want to do is create, what we decided to do was to create this magazine to give an extra element for the radio hosts and for the podcasts that we offered free to our Spotlight writers. So you can create a podcast, you know, you can interview people, and those things will give you the elements to insert yourself in the spiritual community and in a more spheric way, 360. You're not only the person that has the expertise in the articles, you're not only the one that does the practice and give courses or seminars, but you're also the one that can interview others and acquire expertise, because you will be assimilating your name, attaching your name to their names, you know, especially other people that are in the same genre that you are. So this is a possibility. The On Times Radio Digest, it's also including elements that we usually don't see as much emphasized in other magazines. For instance, the music aspect or the art aspect, you know, festivals or indie movies, documentaries. And as more we receive more and more requests to be part of as media sponsors of certain, some of those events, we would like, you know, and we receive the media passes, we would like to give that opportunity to our writers and our hosts, whatever they are, if it is happening in their city, you know, to go and represent oftentimes. But then you will be forming a humble portfolio, not only at events or seminars or workshops or concerts and everything else, and be, you know, equipped to be a 360, fully, you know, prepared professional in this area. So the radio magazine is basically this. It is to add the element of creativity. Not that we don't deal with creativity, but, you know, it gives that little edge, you know, for the new platform. You are welcome. The writers are welcome to write things. There are some other things, some elements, like I said, art, music, festival, that if you want to write about, you know, just nominate us at different magazines. Like this is for the, you know, the digest instead of the other magazine. It's, you know, it's just one other thing. It's not obligatory. It's not a imposition. It's just a possibility. So let's take those new upgrades as an adventure. So the next thing that I want to talk about is about Spotlight Writers. So what I want to do is, like, what I have in mind, my idea, and of course I'm just exposing ideas here, is that our people here, they will be basically, our Spotlight Writers are our ambassadors. So the reason I would love you guys to have a podcast and to have all those things is because, you know, like Jill, for instance, she has a radio. But, you know, Veronica, you have your TV thing, but if you want to do like a 30 minutes podcast, it would be fantastic, because there will, you know, we will play in another thing that I will say in the next slide. You know, being a brand ambassador, it will be more easier for me, and then one point, to publicize and help you be recognized easier. You know, you have your podcast, it's like once a month podcast, you can put on your website, you have the links, you can put in your website and, you know, create a page. You can create courses, you know, that can be downloaded, and or free advice that goes to people every day. And, you know, that, like, with your voice, like, today the exercises is yada yada. It's just creating another venue, and you can recreate this, you know, at will. That's my idea. My idea is to make you guys to be the next best thing, the next best thing, and you are completely and absolutely equipped to go to the next level. So what is to be a Spotlight Writer? So to be a Spotlight Writer, we would like that we should have, you know, once a month submission. Usually when you get, you know, a rhythm of continuity, we usually see that your articles, more and more, they perform better because the public get used to your writing. So they get used to seeing you. So if they will look in a magazine every month for your articles. We have this, you know, track down. So constancy is a key element because attention span out there is like 5 seconds. They're all spiders on that. But when you do that, you know, you go to another level of engagement with your you know, with your public. One thing that I want to do is, and this is what we're implementing in, on the radio itself, is to do a bucket of emails and on the podcast side of it, and collect emails that people that goes to you, you know. So we share the emails with the podcasters as well. So it's always a way to build your list. You know, this is one of the reasons that we do all of what we do, is that the public that you engage, we drive the traffic, and you're going to engage exactly in the person that is interested in what you have to offer. Your services, your products, your books or CDs or anything else that you create. So it's highly targeted. It's really, really specialized. It's really in a very particular niche. And what we're looking in Spotlight Writers basically is playing team players. And the reason I say is team players because we are proud to be part of a platform where people value each other. You know, our writers, and they end up becoming friends. And the same thing with the hosts. They support each other. And when, you know, you have something, an article from, let's say, Kathy Beal, Kathy distributed, you know, she posts and everything else. So those are very important things. The team, the element of team playing, because we are a social crowdfunding. You know, we are crowdfund ourselves in the social interaction. The other thing, now that goes to the next slide where we talk about what are the extra opportunities offered for our Spotlight Writers. Right now, I thought about something that would also give relevance to certain aspects of the community. We have been, for the past 3 years, changing the type of demographics. When we started, our demographics were 45 to 65. Nowadays, we have a demographic that's pushing down to 30s, mostly females, but we have a relevant amount of males, but mostly females, 30 to 65. We have another interesting part of this, just the 70 up, but I think it's like 3% only. But what happened is when you go younger in age, you realize that most of them are not, they're looking for something, they're hungry for information, but some of the terms they're already, they don't master completely. So on the lieu of this, I thought about creating some home wiki, which is a project soundbite, how this works. You have, you know, I'm producing a list of terms, and in 30 seconds, each one of our writers can choose a couple of words and say, for instance, Reiki. Let's say the keyword Reiki. Reiki is, you know, life energy, is a healing modality, is used in energy healing, especially for, you know, working with the medium. Oh, that's impossible. So, this is, you know, you have Reiki, and then you both, you know, when you have an article that have the keyword Reiki or Reiki appears, that soundbite will be there. But here's the deal. That's the alternative, you know, I would say that's the alternative advertorial or advertisement. So let's say I am a Reiki master, so I decided to do Reiki as my keyword. So I do, Reiki is this and this and this. You learn, you know, to learn the word, this has been Leonie Buck. You can find me as LeonieBuckDoesn'tStopTalking.com. You know, but you already there. You 30 seconds maximum for definition of the word, and you put your name in the end. This is the keyword that's going to go there. And this is a, you know, alternative advertisement, because anybody that needs to know what is enlightenment, ascension, you know, it is possible, anything. What is a difference? What is a medium? What is a psychic? What is a highly sensitive person? You know, what is an empath? So all those terms that are, you know, very particular from our community, we can create sound bites. And those sound bites, you know, are recorded by you, very small. We can be recorded if you have a Mac on GarageBand. If you don't, in Audacity program, and then send it to me, and I put it there. So it's a wiki, home wiki, a sound bite project. I think it's a way to, you know, push forward the promotion of it. The other thing is the podcast that I taught, you know, I already told before, it's open free for our writers. And another advertisement way that I was thinking about is to create small videos like we do for the hosts over Home Times Radio, to create a small video, also 30 seconds, with, like, you know, this is, you know, you just read an article from, you know, Veronica Lee. Yeah, Veronica is da-da-da-da-da. Veronica can be found here. Because, like I said, the multimedia aspect of our daily life, since our lives changed from a computer, you know, desktop computer or a laptop to our phones and tablets, the multimedia aspect is absolutely necessary to make the transition to next step. So in all of those, in the podcast, for instance, you can put in the beginning, and you project in the middle, you put your commercial, and in the end, you put a message. And this is all alternative ways to promote yourself. What I say with the podcast is also that, you know, if you can, you can sell your small space, one of your, you know, breaks on your podcast, and that will be forever. You know, the podcast, we don't delete podcasts, and so it will be forever. So the value of this being played over again, of somebody that is going for an interview, let's say you're going to interview James Van Praagh, and the people that will continue going there because they love James, you know, they go there and they see, they will hear whatever you have to offer. So those are alternatives, you know, advertisement places, which is, I highly recommend. There's one thing that I forgot here and that we suggested to our hosts, and I think we should, you know, we should think about it as the writers, is the platform called Patreon. I think I mentioned in the last conference call, but a Patreon is a platform where people, it is crowdfunding, but I can't do it for you. You have to go there and do it yourself and put your stuff, and people would support you. So you can have people, if you have, like, say, 200 people following you, and you ask them, like, for support at $1 a month, for to continue and, you know, supporting you, and they receive, let's say, you know, every week a recorded message on your podcast, you know, or like if they donate $10 a month to you, you make a mention on your podcast, or you know, whatever. It's just another way to create and involve with a platform. What I will need you, it's called Patreon. You go there, you make your profile, and then you give me your link that will be put in your page over on Tart. So people can, if they want to, you know, help you and do that, they click there and automatically do. And the money that they will donate to you goes straight to your account. So that's the reason I cannot do it for you. You have to do it if you want. So what I'm trying to find is creative ways to support everybody's work. And that's what really make me think about, we need to go further and do a transition, you know, and create something that you will actually give people more, I don't know, preeminence, you know, and this is an inside of the our schedule of publicizing through social media. So the learning platform, you know, Learn It Live, it's a free platform for if you are going to be there with them. But, you know, a lot of people told me, oh, well, it's the last thing, but they take 30% out of the top, usually. They take 30% out of the top. They won't take, when we do the label, it's not 30% out of the top. I initially said, you know, we're going to be like 50-50, because to build the platform, it will cost $50, and I would do $25 for you, you pay, and $25 I pay here sometimes. I do that. I think we should do that. Whoever thinks that they can go solo, more power to them. This program is not for those that think they can go solo. This program is for people that need help. You can leave anytime. You know, of course, I want a commitment of 6 months, because that's what I talked to the guy. You know, usually they ask for a month, a year ahead. But I told them, look, I'm going to do a trash test drive. So we can do that. The revenue share is, you know, this way. It will be originally 50-50 after they take the 13%. But if you drive, we have two links. We generate two links. The link that you give me is one, and the link that you give to your people, yourself, is another. Which we'll do is the link that I drive people into your stuff, into your, you know, call your seminar or your workshop, this would be the 50%. The link that you bring your people, I don't get participation on this in 50-50. I get 25%. So it will be 25 for us and 75 for you. Now, having said that, I want to, you know, I looked around and everything else, so I'm redoing the 50-50. So we decided, Chris and I, last night, that we will do the 50-50, paying for your space there, but we aren't going to do 40-60. You guys do 60% and we get 40%. we need something, because the cost of doing banners, promotion, sponsoring posts, and social media and other platforms to promote you will be our cost. So this is something that, you know, we decided to do. So it will be 50-50 on the cost, but it will be 40-60 on the other thing. But if you drive, it will be 25-75. Anyhow, this is, you know, it's a test drive, and I'm not saying that, you know, I really want this to work. You know, I myself am buying two spots for myself. One is sometimes for, you know, eventual things that we want to do with other names, and one for Humanity Healing, because we do courses in Humanity Healing. So those are the biggest things that I wanted to say. Now, there are some things that people wanted to ask about the platform. Some people wrote to me and asked me if they started on the platform by themselves first, that they could migrate to our platform afterwards. I don't know. I really don't. They, you know, for questions like this, I think that so you should, if you have this idea, you could ask them individually, because it will be the same software, but there will be different platforms, because it's their management. It's not us. So I can only say to you what we're going to do inside of our platform, not theirs. So if they want to migrate or not, I don't know. If you collected emails and they say to you, no, I'm not going to give to you, I cannot do anything. It's their platform. So this is one of the things I wanted to answer. They will offer training. Everybody that gets in the program will be offered a training. So there's no problem whatsoever. You don't need to do things by yourself. The other thing that I want to say is that there was another crazy question. Was the training? Yes. I am not accepting money right now, and the reason is that we have very small time frame until Mercury goes retrograde, and Mars is going retrograde as well, and there's like three other planets in retrograde. So I believe that this time is the time to program your courses, you know, tailor what you want to do, do the syllabus, you know, program how many courses you want to do first, and put a calendar, you know, we can work together in the calendar, so our Google Calendar, how we're going to launch so nobody crashes with anybody, you know, so organization before that. I told him yesterday, I talked to the guy yesterday, his name is Sid, and he gave me a list of things that you will need to organize the platform. So like dimension of pictures and, you know, how heavy a PDF or how heavy a video can be. And so I have the specifications. But I think that we should use this time from now to May to program everything. And only after May 16, when Mercury stopped being retrograde, then we talk about, you know, making any exchange of money. The reason is because I want this to go, you know, and be successful. I think we need a program. I think we need, you know, this time to dream what you want to do, to give the concept. And I say dream because you need to have a concept to launch, because we're going to launch and we're going to put all the resources on this, and it's going to be awesome. So I need, you know, you to understand that it's not a matter of money right now. It's a matter of energy, planetary energy. Again, the payment that the receiving of your payments is not going to be done through me. It will be directly between the learning and live and learn, life learn, whatever name is the platform, and you. So then you're going to give them, when you fill it out, you're going to give them a bank account or your PayPal or how you want to receive the money you make. Okay? So everything will be done through them, which is a relief. It's just, you know, the payment gateway, getting out and then receiving everything clear is awesome. So, and of course, I don't know how you guys can unmute yourself, except by pressing star 6. The star 6 or star 7? No. I think it's star 6. Is it star 6 or star 7?
You hit star 7. What did I say? Pound 7, and then other people can talk.
Oh, okay.
You have to hit star 7 first.
Oh, I have to?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. All right. If it's that background, now we can talk. I'm sorry. Anyhow, the next aspect is the revenue share, what is worth and what is not worth on doing it. I prepared this so people know up front that if you want to go to the platform, you can go. I'm not obligating, and I think if you don't want to be part and do the revenue share with us, you should at least try to do yourself. I believe that this is a platform. I know for a fact that this is a platform that is a lot of people are the big names. You know, I know that Random House, Shift Network is using, what is the other one, Elixir? It's Penguin Elixir. They have other, you know, companies like Volkswagen. They all doing it. And because they have really the best technology. So I really would invite you to go and do that there, because I think it's, if you don't want to do it as, it's just fine. But I need to tell you that this is, you know, it's free. The reason we want to do it as a platform is because I think that you guys deserve to be more than a face in a directory, you know, and have a brand helping with the promotion. But so the advantage of it is that we already have a public, we have a target wave, we have the, you know, the radio stations, the commercials on the radio stations, the three radio stations. We have the, our social media. We have contacts with other magazines that we have some exchange, and we can exchange facilities and, you know, promotions. And also, we brought in a group of very talented people that are working with us in the PR agency that I talked about. So they're really, really good at what they do. And, you know, it's like they're kind of running the show for us because they are really sharp and we are old dragons. So anyhow, we're gonna be behind the targeting people, the promotion of it, you know, and the newsletter, the collection, you know, we will be driving because we want you to succeed. When you succeed, we succeed. You know, when you drive traffic and you capture it, it's good for us that you're part of all. You know, it's beyond the money thing. It's good for us, you know, as a teamwork. But, and that it does, you know, that advantage. I continue here with the 50-50 because I put here 50-50, but you guys already know that's not 50-50. It's the revenue share 50-50, but there will be just the platform share 50-50. The revenue share will be 40-60. Anyhow, those are the things just to make it clear. Yeah. So that will be basically the stuff. I think that's the part of the partnership that I wanted to talk about. But let's say here now the experts. The I'm an expert. Yeah. This is you up. I put just a link now on the community, and I will talk about this link. You know, it's just submit there if you want to be part of the Home Experts. What this will do is that along with the Patreon, you can do consultations. I would recommend you guys to not do consultation for a minute. I would recommend if you're going to go this route, and the expert itself went, it's beyond the terms, like it's not only psychic work, but you can do a work like, for instance, Kathy can do this as a professional and help somebody do copywriting of their book. I would recommend you guys to go, if you want to do the expert program, to do it not with charging for minutes, but by sessions, like in blocks of half an hour or blocks of 45 minutes. I think this would be the best thing. And the reason being is that you are an expert. And, you know, we don't want you to look cheap. If you charge, like, if you're psychic and you charge $5 a minute, you know, you will be doing, what, 30 minutes, $150? So put $150 or put $120 or, you know, whatever. But to go an hour or 30 minutes, this is the way to go as, you know, for us, because it will be a very diverse expert profiling. You know, we're going to have copywriters. We have some people that will be doing book shepherding and offering all sorts of talent design, everything. So those are the expert program. There is a link that you finished enrollment. Most people that submitted pictures, they're not good. And we need good pictures. You know, people need to see you to trust you. They need to see you clearly. They have, so we need the pictures and other stuff. The link is already there. Like I said, the first step is to enroll in the link, you know, send them information and include a good picture, because the good pictures are essential. And then let me know when you finish enrolling so I can get the button and include on your pages on I'm Done. So in every article that's written, there's a thing that shows up in the bottom as as the author, and those buttons will be there, like connect now with Leanne Buck that never stops talking, here now. And this is a connection with that you will receive, and you will do with your cell phone, with your Google phone, or whatever that you name there directly. That won't pass to us. It will go directly to you. So those are the processes. Let's see what else. Questions in general, that's basically it. I don't know if I have any questions. Does anybody want to go back? Okay. Oh, yeah, and in the community, the link is on the, you know, it's just because it's not showing up nicely. It's just a nasty thing. It's in the community, and it's called Untitled Form.
Yeah,
that's
how
nice it is. It's, I put it as, it's a comment, Untitled Form. It's just ridiculous, the link. I tried to make it sexy, but it really didn't work. So, anyhow, there is any questions, about what we're getting to do here. Da-da-da. No. Oh, okay. That's awesome. Anybody questions? Well, anonymous dinosaur, do you have anything to say? Or there's someone. Okay. Yeah, so when the training will start, I would say, after May 16th. That's what I'm saying. Until then, I'm not going to make any movement because of the retrograde. After May 16th. And I want everything to go well. So that's me being basically. We have this. I got 35 people already, which will mean that, you know, if we add more, the price falls down too, which is a good thing. Oh, Kathy. Welcome, Kathy. Nothing is happening. It happened to me. Okay. That's something neat that's new that takes the, you know, it was so beautiful. It was a beautiful link. I have to redo the link now and put it again. Anyhow, if there's any questions, I think people can talk. You have to unmute yourself.
Hello?
Hey, Kathy.
Okay, just checking to see if you can hear me.
Yeah.
I think you did really good presenting all of this information, Leannie. It's a lot of information.
Oh, okay. anyhow, do you have any questions, Kathy? You know,
not at this time, just, I don't. I'm kind of going with the flow.
Go with the flow. So anybody else has questions? That's the most calm conference call that I've had. That's funny. Usually it's like, hey. But it's a calm conference call.
It is.
Yeah. It was kind of chaotic in the beginning because I couldn't hear anybody. And really, I will have to cut this part off to start again. But it was really chaotic. You know, when everything hits at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else has questions? If not, we can close the conference call. How will we do the link? You know, because Clear is not working. It worked for me, but Ning is having some problems. And he's fully stripping the entire, HTML thing out. It was picking out every time I published, everything disappeared. Like it was not there. So, something weird. I may have to do that on the page in a minute, on home time, and send it again. Not on the community.
Yeah.
All right. So, any questions? Okay. Anywho, so I will publish, I will edit and publish this conference call and, let everybody know that is up for the people that are interested in hearing it. Yeah. All right, I will let everybody know when the link is working. So thank you. Well, I guess we talk later. Have a good night, people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too, guys.
Thank you.